Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 14, the Reality Thermostat, part one. Let's talk about how a heating and air conditioning thermostat works in your home. Suppose you have the kind that will either click on the air conditioning or the heating as needed. It can do both at the same time, depending on which is needed. For this kind of thermostat, if the temperature rises too high, the thermostat turns on the air conditioner. If the temperature sinks too low, the thermostat turns on the heater. For example, if we set the temperature at 70 degrees Fahrenheit, there's usually a 4-degree range from 68 to 72 that does not cause the heating or cooling to go on. This is called the comfort zone. So you're comfortable where it is from 68 to 72 degrees. If it goes below 68 degrees, then the heater will kick on. If it goes above 72 degrees, then the cooler will kick on. In both cases, it brings the temperature back to 70 degrees and then shuts down and waits for it to go either 2 degrees too hot or 2 degrees too cool before it kicks on again. So the whole idea of a comfort zone is this idea that there is something automatic that kicks in that keeps you within that comfort zone. Well, the mind also has a comfort zone. This is how the adaptive unconscious works. Your comfort zone, in terms of the mind and the adaptive unconscious, is how you expect things to be, how you think you should be. It's who you are. It's your sanity, for example. If I am this way, I am sane. If I start acting a different way from what I'm expected to do, that's not really me. It's more crazy. It's insane. So you have this range of who you are, and then you have the things outside of that range of things that are not like who you are. And if something happens where you find yourself in a situation where you're not acting like yourself, something kicks in to get you back to where you would be, acting like yourself. This is what your self-image is. It's the picture of yourself. And that's what's stored. And your adaptive unconscious consistently works to keep you within your self-image. So, for example, if you don't see yourself as a speaker in front of a group or a teacher, then if you find yourself in a situation where you're suddenly on stage and you're looking at people and you're expected to talk, you'll probably find you're getting very nervous. You start shaking, you start sweating, you start acting nervous, you start having butterflies in your stomach. You feel out of your comfort zone. This is not like you. This is not the kind of person you are. In some cases, people get so nervous they just can't do it. They walk off the stage. Sometimes they even throw up. It is so unlike them. They can't really picture themselves in that situation. This is why people who are going to become speakers or teachers have to practice. In fact, they often have to imagine themselves doing it and doing it well and taking the kind of trainings and activities that'll help them become better at doing it so that they can become more comfortable. It really helps when you start picturing it in advance and doing it well. You practice in your mind. Here's another example. Everybody tends to accept certain authorities as true authorities. We tend to believe in experts who tell us something about ourselves. In elementary school, they have these tests that show our strengths and weaknesses, usually verbal and math, right? So suppose in elementary school, you take one of these tests and the teacher, an authority figure, tells you that you're weak in math. You take that in and you say to yourself, I'm weak in math, and it becomes part of your inner picture. What then happens when you actually take a test and you do well on it? Well, you say, that's a fluke. That's not like me. I guess it was just an accident. Your internal picture, your thermostat, says who you are. And you know that you're not good at math. And if you don't do well, it has to be an accident. Now, here's what studies show, and it's pretty amazing. The next time you take a math test, your subconscious mind and your adaptive unconscious will work to keep you with that picture, and you'll do poorly on that test. That's more like you. That's who you are. So it makes sense. It's a way the adaptive unconscious works to keep you sane. In other words, even success can be outside of your comfort zone, and your mind can work to correct the mistake of success because it doesn't match your picture. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.